The Minister of Education, Lee Okran, has asked the opposition MPP to produce the tape in which it claimed he said at a news conference that free education is feasible in 20 years. He denied ever making the assertion, adding he has not done any research on free education. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Okran said what Ghana needs now is the strengthening of schools at a basic level coupled with motivated, trained teachers and well-equipped computer science laboratories. He spoke with George Ankara.
I heard them say so, and I have challenged them to produce the tape. Since they are experts in tape recording, they should produce the tape. Start to play my voice saying that free education will be possible in 2032, or they say something. But I never said that. In fact, I have done no work on free education. Therefore, I don't have given a date for free education. I have not done any research work, something of the sort. So they can continue lying. You see, they need a straw to hold on to.
So what exactly did you say in a jiffy?
Well, I never spoke with a written notes. I spoke extempore with only knows on the facts and figures. And I gave the facts and figures. I never said free education will be possible in 5 years, in 10 years, or in 20 years. I never said that.
What is our educational policy like?
Our education policy, and as a minister, my policy is that you should strengthen the basic side of education, the primary and the GSS. This is where we produce the people who go to the near high schools and the universities. Anybody who has been close to our educational strategy will realize that the base is very weak, very, very weak. We need better trained teachers, better motivated teachers at the basic level. We need more good and textbooks at the basic level. We need computer labs. We need science labs because we have the junior high school attached to the basic school. So that when these people leave the basic schools, they can speak good English. They can write letters. They can make analysis of situations. But we are not getting there. And that is where more attention will have to be paid.
That was the Minister of Education, Lee Okran.